So we had a discussion about the Koyanim and the Beis Hamikdash. They were told to say one bracha only. We're trying to work out, is it Yetzer Oir or Avo Rabo? But we know that Rav Zrika said that if only one bracha is said, then clearly the brachas are not Ma'ak Vois Zuezu. You see, you can have one without the other. So the Gemara says we can extrapolate from there, although it's not absolutely explicit, but we can extrapolate it. It must be that the bracha that was said was Yetzer Oir. And that's what he's saying. You're saying Yetzer Oir, and you're not saying Avo Rabo. So you can see that the brachas are not Ma'ak Vois. But had it been the other way around, had it been Avo Rabo, then maybe they were going to say Yetzer Oir later on. So why would they not be Ma'akiv? So the Gemara asks in conclusion on the fourth line, Ve'im Michlola Mai. You're telling me that it's not absolutely explicit. It's only to be deduced. Why is it only be to deduced? Ve'im Michlola Lo'ilam Avo Rabo, says the Gemara, because I could in theory tell you that no, really it's Avo Rabo. Really it's Avo Rabo that was said, Hava Omri. Ve'im Otaz Man Yetzer Oir, and then later on, when they were able to say Yetzer, that's exactly what they did. Have our omile. Well, my brachas ain't ma'akev zuezu. And when we say that the brachas are not ma'akev, maybe in theory that could just mean that the seder have brachas. So maybe you're first saying avor abo, and you're then saying Yetzer. So it's not absolutely explicit in his words. Okay. With that, we move on. V'koyrin aseres hadibros. If you remember, the sgan hakoyen, the vice, or the one in charge of the Kohenim, then recited the Aseres HaDibrois together with the Kohenim, and he said, Shema, he said, V'hoyoyim Shemoya, V'yoymer, Emes V'yatziv, V'avoida, U'birkas Kohenim. So this was a special thing that they said Aseres HaDibrois in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now we're going to see, this has very, very interesting halachic ramification, because the Gemara says, we know that in our day-to-day davening, we don't recite the Aseres HaDibrois. This was something that was done only in the Beis HaMikdosh. It was done in the Beis HaMikdosh. However, says the Gemara, Omar B'Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Af B'Gvulin. B'Gvulin means even in other areas which were not in the Beis HaMikdosh, Bikshu Likrois Kain. They wanted to do that. They wanted to recite the Aseres HaDibrois, much as they do in the Beis HaMikdosh. Elo shekvar bitlu, but they were mevatlit. They canceled it and they said, no, absolutely no. The Aseres HaDibrois can only be read in the Beis HaMikdosh, but not elsewhere. Why? Mipnei ta'aroimes haminin, because of the chashash of minin. What's minin? Minin are the apikorsim. If you were to recite Aseres HaDibrois in the Gvulin, meaning elsewhere, not in the Beis HaMikdosh, then what will the Apikorsim say? Have a look at Rashi. Bikshu, they wanted likvoya Aseres HaDibrois b'kriya Shema. They wanted to establish the reciting of Aseres HaDibrois together with the rest of Kriya Shema, but they didn't do so, but b'pnei taroimes haminin, because of the minin, the Apikorsim. Now why, what might they say? Because we're concerned, maybe they're going to say the following. Maybe they're going to say, La'ame ha'oretz, the Ame ha'oretz and the ignorant people might end up saying, Ein shar toiro emes. Maybe if you give special attention to the Aseres HaDibrois, maybe that means that the rest of Toiro is not emes. Why are you singling out the Aseres HaDibrois? The Teidu, and they'll say, I've got a proof of it. She'ein Koirim, the only thing that we're reciting in Shul is Elo Masha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shomu Mipiv B'Sinai. The only thing we're saying in davening is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly said to us at Har Sinai, meaning the Aseres HaDibrois. And that would seem to suggest that the rest of the Torah is not Emes. So because of that, they canceled it. Now move back into the Gemara. Rabba Babachano tried to do the same thing. Sovar lemikveh inu basura. He wanted to introduce it in his area in Surah, and they said no. Omale Rav Chista kvar botlum pnei tarumas haminin. I'm sorry, this has already been cancelled. Cannot be reinstated. So too, Amemar sovar lemikveh inu b'nahar doya. And Meimar wanted to reintroduce it into Nahar Adoya. And they said, no, Amri Ravashi, I'm sorry. Kvar botlum pnei Torah Mesaminim. So as we know, the Aseret HaDibros are not recited. Now, this has very interesting halachic ramification. We know that when we read Kriya Satoira, the Aseret HaDibros, twice a year, besides for Shavuos, meaning Parshas Yisroi, and also Parshas Voeschanan, the minhag, general minhag, is that everybody stands. Everybody in shul stands for the Aseret HaDibros. But the Rambam famously in a tshuva writes that, to the contrary, you should not stand. Because, and this is based on this Gemara, if you stand up from the Aseret HaDibros, then you're clearly demonstrating that there's something unique, different to the Aseret HaDibros as opposed to the rest of the Torah. And you see in our Gemara, they're not supposed to do that, because if you give special attention to the Aseret HaDibros, then people, chas v'shalom, might say, well, maybe that's the only valid part of Torah.
That's why I stand for all the Kriya.
So some give a suggestion, you should stand for the whole Kriya. And others disagree. Others disagree with the Rambam and they say, no, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if, for example, like what they wanted to do in the Gemara, to institute a specific reading of the Aseret HaDibros only. But over here, you're reciting the whole Torah. You're doing Kriyas Kol HaTorah. The fact that you're just standing up for the Aseret HaDibros, that's not the same as only reading the Aseret HaDibros. We're not only reading the Aseret HaDibros, we're reading the whole Torah. We happen to stand up for the Aseret HaDibros. That's not quite as bad as reciting the Aseret HaDibros only. Either way, the general minhag is to stand for Aseret HaDibros, but some do give that eitzah that you mentioned, Rabbi Eliyahu David, which is stand at the beginning of the Aliyah, such that when the Baal Kera arrives at Aseret HaDibros, you don't have to go and stand up. You're standing up already.
Does this Gemara have any? I'm talking about standing all the time for all the Kriyas.
That's a different halacha. That the Shulchan Aruch brings, that there are some opinions that say you should stand up for all Kriyas HaTorah based on a Maharam, and that's because it's a throwback to Matan Torah. Just like at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was standing, so too we should be standing at Kriyas HaTorah, although Mishabura quite clearly says the Me'ika Adin, that is not the halacha. And you will notice that most people sit during Kriyas HaTorah.
Does this Gemara have any ramification, Bezman HaZeh? Because after, like, the Ani Mamins, you'll see the Aseret HaDibros and a lot of Sidurim.
Yeah, correct. So you're allowed to say the Aseret HaDibros. The ramification would only be to be a public recital, as in the basic universal text of Tefillah. That they didn't want to do. If somebody wants to recite Aseret HaDibros, say they're allowed to learn any part of the Torah that you like. But to make that the general part of Tefillah, that was the Chashash. Like I said, the ramification might be for Kriyas Aseret HaDibros on Shabbos morning, Yisroi, and Voeschana. Okay, says the Gemara, U'b'Shabbos Moisifin Brocha Achas L'Mishmar HaYetze. Remember we said yesterday that there was an interchange, changing of the guards, as it were, of the Mishmoris on every Shabbos. There was the outgoing and the ingoing, and the ingoing Mishmar would always give a Brocha to the outgoing Mishmar, to give them a Brocha, to thank them, as it were, for their avodah during the past week. Says the Gemara, what was that bracha? My bracha achas. What was the bracha that the ingoing mishmar gave to the outgoing? Says the Gemara, they gave the following beautiful bracha. Omer Abchelboy, mishmar hayoytze, the outgoing mishmar oimer le mishmar hanichna. Sorry, it's the contrary. I said it the wrong way around. It's not that the ingoing give a bracha to the outgoing, to the contrary. The outgoing, having been there all week, now give a bracha to the incoming mishmar who are about to begin their avodah. What do they say?
They
say, Mi sheshochein eshmoi b'bayis hazeh, the one who has resided his presence in this bayis, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu yashkin b'ineihem, he should also reside amongst you, ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reis. Very interesting bracha. The bracha one might have expected would be more like a bracha of Hatzlacha. That we give you a bracha that all your avodah should be by Hatzlacha, but that wasn't the bracha. The bracha was that it should be by Ava, by Achva, by Shalom, by Reyes. There should be Achtos amongst the Kohen. Okay, says the Gemara now, a very, very famous sugya. We won't have time to finish it, but at least we will make a start. Mokem sha'omru laharich, pshita, says the Gemara. When the Gemara begins with the word pshita, not as a question, sometimes the Gemara asks pshita as a question. What are you telling me? It's obvious. That's not what the Gemara means over here. When the Gemara introduces with the word pshita, it means there is one halacha which is straightforward, non-debatable. We're going to follow that up with something else which is not so clear, which is actually a shaila. And that's what the Gemara does over here as well. Pshita, says the Gemara. Hecha de konokit, somebody who is holding kasa de chamra beyodi. What's a kasa de chamra? A cup of wine. If somebody is holding a cup of wine in his hand and he's supposed to make a bracha of bari priagofen, problem was, the kosovar de shichrahu. He, however, mistakenly thought that it's shichra. What's shichra? Shichra is beer. So now wine, the bracha is bari priagofen, and shechra, the bracha is shahakon yedud. So he's holding this cup of wine, thinking that it is wine, but actually he thought it's shechra. It in fact is wine. So what did he do? Uposach, so he began umavarech, and he began making a bracha adaita de shichra. So he made a bracha planning to say which bracha, shahakol mi'abidvarei, because he thought mistakenly that it's shechra. However, he all of a sudden realized that it's wine, v'siyem b'dechamra, and he finished off with a correct bracha of and says the Gemara Yotza. Then he's definitely Yotza. That's posha. There's no question about it that he's Yotza. Meaning, even though he started off with a different bracha in mind. Now, which bracha did he begin with? He began with which bracha in mind? Shahakol Nia Bidvore. Says the Gemara, do you know why it's posha that you're Yotza in that case? Because shahakol can work for wine. In fact, shahakol can work for anything. Says the Gemara, because the hot tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, al kulam, on every single food under the sun, im omar shahakol ni abidvara yotza. So therefore, what would have been the halacha had he not switched in the middle? If he would have made a bracha and he would have said shahakol from beginning to end, what would have been the halacha? No problem whatsoever. Says the Gemara, therefore, so the fact that he switched halfway is no worse than had he said shahakol all along. And if you say shahakol on wine, you are yotzi. So for that way round, there is no shaila whatsoever. You are definitely yotzi, says Rashi. Posach b'deshichra v'siyem b'dechamra. Tchilas habrocha, the beginning of the bracha, Omar al menas shahakol. On the first part of the bracha, he was planning to say shahakol. So that means he said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. When he said the words, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, what was he thinking? He was thinking of concluding, Melech ha'olam shahakol nibidvarei. Once he got to the words Melech Ha'olam, Nizkar Shehu Yayin. So he said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. He was planning on concluding with Shahakol. He all of a sudden realized that actually it's wine. And so he switched. Nizkar Shehu Yayin. He all of a sudden remembered that it's Yayin. V'omar Pri Agofen. So instead of concluding as he initially planned, Shahakol Mi Bedvaroi, rather, he finished off by saying Bari Priagofen. Pshitalan de Yotza. That poshut that is Yotze. Poshut that is Yotze. Why? Because Doho Afilu Siem Kola Brocha. Because even were he to finish the whole Brocha, Kedas Psichoso. Because even if he would have finished the Brocha with the same intent that he had when he began the bracha, meaning he would have said shahakol ni bedvarei from beginning to end, va'omar shahakol yotza, he would have been yotze. Why? Alayayin de tanan, because we have a Mishnah that says you can always be yotze shahakol. So therefore, the fact that the first half of the bracha was shahakoil, that's not a problem. Because even if the whole bracha would have been shahakoil, it's not a problem. Yes, that the Gemara says is poshut. What's going to be the shayla? The shayla is obviously going to be the other way around. When you thought it was wine, and really it was sheikha. So what were you planning when you said, Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, to conclude Bar Pri HaGofen? You all of a sudden realize that it's water or sheikha. Oh, now we've got a shayla. Because when you said the words, Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, you were planning on saying Bar Pri HaGofen, and Bar Pri HaGofen does not work for sheikha. Shahakol mi'ebidvaroi does work for yayin. Bar Pri HaGofen does not work for sheikha. So there we've arrived at the shayla. Yes, sorry, we're wrong.
No, it's okay. So when he says yaitse, is yaitse l'chadchila?
Yeah, he's allowed to drink it now. Says the Gemara, hello, but here comes the shayla. Although the first case was posher, but the second case is not. Eloheicha the konokit kasa de shichra b'yodei. But if, however, he's holding in his hand a cup of sheikha, the kosova de chamrohu, and he thought it was wine, uposich ubarich, and he began by making a bracha adaita de chamro, because he mistakenly thought that it's wine, and therefore the correct bracha, in his opinion, was going to be Bar Pri HaGofen. And all of a sudden, when he said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, he all of a sudden realized it's sheikha v'siyem v'de shichra. My question mark. So what would be the halacha in this case? Bosor ikar bracha azlina. Do we follow the main body of the bracha, which is what? Baruch ato Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam. And that was problematic because he was planning on continuing hagofen. Or perhaps not. Oy bosor chasima azlina. Or maybe we should just follow the conclusion of the bracha. And at the end of the day, even though the beginning was a problem, but at least the end was okay, and the end was shahako. So the fact that the first half of the bracha was said with agofen in mind, and agofen definitely is an inappropriate bracha for sheikha, maybe that's not a problem, says Rashi. Bosa ikar bracha azlinon, the ikar bracha, meaning the baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, that was said adaita de yayin, that was said with das, the yayin ne'emroi was said in order to conclude the bracha on yayin, and therefore, v'hava kamoisha siyim b'yayin. So if you go with the beginning, so I'll say it's as if you said the whole bracha of agofen, which is no good. Ve'in birkas hayayin moitzi de birkas sheikha. In ha-sheikha min agofen, because sheikha is not made from gefen. So this is the big shaila of the Gemara. When half the bracha was said with one intention and the other bracha, with the other half was said the correct bracha. So that the Gemara said, if the first half was shahakol, well, either way you're okay because shahakol always works. But when the first half was said with hagofen in mind, well, hagofen does not work for sheikha. So if we're going to home in on the beginning of the bracha, we'll call this a hagofen bracha, well, then you can't be yotzer. But if we home in on the second half of the bracha, then we'll say, well, at the end of the day, at least he finished by saying, Shahakol, that's the main thing, and he would be Yotze. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll come back to this. I apologize for the delay, but at least we got there in the end.
Yeah. Okay, Shabbat. Okay. Well, go ahead.